The following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we love you, and we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the power of the enemy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. And Lord, we offer this sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we love you today. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for deliverance, Lord God, from oppression and depression in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind every spirit of oppression and depression in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command you to leave now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind that spirit of anxiety that's bound people with anxiety that's been having panic attacks. I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your power and your authority is now broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing stomach cancer. Thank you for healing liver cancer. Thank you for healing bladder cancer, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Lord. I thank you for healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise. Lord, I thank you for healing migraine headaches. I thank you for delivering every person that's been suffering migraine headaches being delivered now by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for doing it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, and I pray for those that are in a place of desperation, Lord God, those that are ready to give up. God, I pray that you will send a word of encouragement, send a word of hope, and we speak life to that situation right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I pray for the financial breakthrough. Lord, those that need a financial breakthrough, Lord, I ask that you would grant it. God, let the money come in the mail. Let people that owe money, let the money be repaid sevenfold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for an increase in business sales and opportunities in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak those things into existence now in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. And Father, I pray for all of those families that have lost loved ones. I pray for the grieving families, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would impart grace and strength and peace to those families that have lost their loved ones, Lord God. I pray that you would send your ministering angels to minister strength and peace to them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over that region, over this area, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your glory might be revealed, that your people might experience a Holy Spirit revival, that your people might be revived, that the word of the Lord would go forth with power and with authority in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for sending unction and boldness to the pastors and preachers, Lord God, to preach the uncompromised gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that people's hearts would be open to hear and to receive the word of God as never before in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, I thank you. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless this teaching today, Lord God. I pray that you would have your most holy way in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be on the airways with you to talk about God's word. You know, I'm not the typical radio preacher, give it to you straight with no sugar added to the first-time listeners, the Denver audience. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. Amen. As always, this is just a blessing. I just give it to you straight. No sugar added. And if you struggle with something, I say get on your knees and pray and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you, to show you exactly what's happening, what's taking place. Saints, we've been in this series talking about how to abide in Him, how to abide in Jesus Christ. We know that God desires to have a covenant relationship with His people. We know that because we are living in the very last days, we are living in very perilous times. It's time to be pressing in and seeking a closer relationship, a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God desires to reveal Himself to each and every individual in the body of Christ. I just pray that, and I'm praying that God would give each and every one of us a hunger, give us a desire to know him, to press into that place to where we truly can say, I know him. I know him as my Savior. I know him as my healer. I know him as my deliverer. You know, in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, that's what we've been dealing with. Jesus talks about the true vine and abiding in the vine. And he says, basically, in verse number 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. You know, see, God desires to have a relationship with you as a believer. You know, we get an opportunity to have an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords daily. And we have to get to the place in the body of Christ to where we are have that desire that we set aside that time and in the secret place and we begin to seek God's face and we take time to pray. We take time to read his word. We take time to worship. We take time to be still. We have that desire just to be still, just to be in his presence. And I'm asking that God would increase that presence, that he would increase that hunger in our lives so that we as the people in the body of Christ, that we will have that desire to be in his presence, to know him and to enjoy that sweet, unbroken fellowship with him so that when we go out into the highways, into the hedges, when we go to our jobs, we go to our schools, we go to our businesses, or wherever God has placed you, wherever God has called you, you take the presence of God with you. Amen. You take the presence of God with you, and there are those who don't know Christ, who don't know him, because we're called to be witnesses. We're called to be light in the midst of darkness, and we're living in some perilous times. And there are people who need to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who need to be healed. There are people who need to be delivered. There are people who need to be told they needed to repent because they're out of fellowship with God. You know, we have the ministry of reconciliation, and God has called each and every believer to the ministry of reconciliation. And we have to get to that place, saints, to where we spend that time. We have that of abiding in his presence and knowing that God desires to reveal himself to us. You know, we were talking about last week that in order for us to abide in Jesus Christ, that we must learn to come to him and acknowledge that he alone is our Lord and Savior. You know, so your salvation is not in your denomination. Excuse me, saints. Your salvation is not in your denomination. It is not in where you fellowship. Your salvation and your deliverance is found in being in an abiding relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Lord and Savior and pursuing a relationship and a walk with him daily, realizing the fact that, you know, it tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. Go with me there real quick. Listen to straight from his word. Hallelujah. Romans 5, verse number, we're going to start reading verse number 6. It says, for when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, Jesus came and paid the price before you were even born. And it was because God had such a love for his people that he sacrificed his only begotten son. That he allowed Jesus to be tortured, to be humiliated, to be beaten, to be mocked, to be rejected, so that you might be redeemed from the hand of the enemy, that the ransom will be paid, so that you can be delivered from the power of the enemy. This is exactly how much God loved you, that God willingly sacrificed his son for you. So if you, and realizing the very fact that because God loved you so much, that the provision has been made, the sacrifice has been made, the ransom has been paid, the power of sin has been broken over your lives. And because we've been preached a faulty man-centered gospel instead of a Christ-centered gospel, to where Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And we are to be pursuing a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be conformed to the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not to be clones of our denominations. Oh, I wish somebody would say amen out there. We're to be a reflection of who Jesus Christ is. We are called to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're called to have that passion for life, that passion for souls. And this is who God has called us to be in the body of Christ. And we need to get to the place, saints, to where we are walking in that covenant relationship with him. Oh, I wish somebody knew exactly what I was talking about out there. Said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the price. The price was paid for us already. And we have to get to that place of acknowledgement that we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives. Oh, I wish somebody would say amen out there with me.
And so if we are, we truly have that desire to know him, we have the desire to be in a covenant relationship with him, one of the first things that we need to do is that our hearts must be pure to abide in him. In Matthew chapter 5, verse number 8, let's go there real quickly. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 8, the scripture says, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, listen straight from his word, saints. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see, we got to get to the place that, Lord, purify my heart. Lord, purify my heart. We got to get to the place in the body of Christ that we ask the Lord to purify our hearts and our minds so we can see and that we can know what God is calling us into, what the place that God is calling us to be. As his sons and as his daughters, saints, we need to be in that place of relationship with him. We must be asking God, Lord, purify my heart. Lord, purify my mind. Because God, I have a desire to know you. I have a desire to be in a relationship with you. It talks about it in Psalm chapter 1. Go with me to Psalms chapter 1, saints. You're listening straight from his word. You know, you're going to walk through the Bible listening to me. Come on, somebody. Psalm chapter 1. Glory to God. Verse number 1 through 2 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. You see, there must be a hunger and a desire to see God's face and to get in God's word and to say, Lord, I long to know you. And the only way that you can truly come to know who God is by spending time in his word. And that's what we have to do in the body of Christ, is get to the place where we spend time in God's word. It says here in Psalm chapter 19, glory to God, verse number 7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Come on, somebody. That's just straight from his word right there. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of the great transgressions. And I love verse number 14. Highlight this in your Bible. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, saints, that is so powerful right there. That is such a powerful passage of scripture. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepting in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We're talking about if we truly are going to abide in his presence and learn how to abide in his presence, then we must learn and allow the Holy Spirit to search our hearts, to purify our hearts, and to allow our hearts to be purged of all that is unrighteous, all that is not clean, anything that will hinder our relationship with the Lord God Almighty. We must get to the place, saints, that we're willing to lay it on the altar and say, Lord, here it is. Take it. God, here it is. Take this out of me. God, I don't want this in my life. God, I don't want this in my life. Lord, take this out of my life. We must get to the place where we are completely and totally yielded and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to where the Holy Spirit of God has liberty to move in our lives. It tells us in Psalms 24, verse number 3, it says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. You see, we have to seek the face of God. We're living in some very, very perilous times, and we have to get to the place in the body of Christ to where we are pressing in and we are seeking the face of God, to where we allow the Spirit of God to have liberty to whatever needs to come down, whatever stronghold, whatever idols that we might have set up in our hearts. You know, there are a lot of people that we have a spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and hatred. And we have to be delivered and set free from that if we are going to experience the presence and the power of God in our lives. There are many believers who were wounded as children and they were damaged and, you know, they were molested, they were raped, they were rejected, they were abandoned, and they carry this deep hurt around with them. And it is impacting their relationship with Father God because they have this stuff in their heart towards people who have hurt them, who have deeply wounded them. We have spouses who husbands cheated on them or wives cheated on them. You know, and they're hurt and they're wounded, and we carry this hurt with us instead of being delivered and set free from it. We walk in it. We carry it. But God has called us to walk in liberty. God has called us to walk in freedom, saints. And we must get to the place in the body of Christ to where we are free from walking in bondage. We are free from walking in captivity. We must get to the place where we allow the Holy Spirit of God to have liberty to take out of us whatever he wants to take out of us. If you truly have a desire to be in a covenant relationship with him, if you truly have a longing to know him, then you must learn to seek God's face. You must learn to spend time in his word. You must learn to be still and to seek his presence. We must begin to stir ourselves up to seek after God. We must ask God, and you know, it's okay to pray. Say, God, give me a hunger for your word. Lord, give me a hunger for your presence. You know, something when I look at the life of King David, you know, the sweet psalmist of Israel, God. David had a relationship with God that's, you know, and when I read through the Psalms, and you can look and see, because it tells us in Psalm 42, verse number 1, it says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. He says, my soul, my mind, my emotions, my will, God, everything on the inside of me, God, is thirsting for the living God. When shall I come and appear before my God? He says, my tears have been my food day and night. Well, they continue to say to me, where is your God? Do we have that type of burning desire and longing to know God? You know, some of us, you know, we fall in, we get lukewarm or we fall away. We're in a backslidden condition and we don't have that same desire. We don't have that same prayer to know God and to walk in a covenant relationship with him. But I ask that you would have your way. Allow the Holy Spirit to ignite that passion for Christ, to ignite that passion for his presence, having a hunger and a desire to serve him and to know him, because God desires to reveal himself to you in a great and a mighty way. God wants to make himself known to you, saints, and be praying and saying, God, I long to know you. God, ignite that, Lord, kindle that fad, that passion for you. Lord, I want to know you as David knew you. God, I want to walk in the covenant relationship like the Apostle Paul walked in with you. Get to that place, saints, to where you're hungering, you're thirsting after righteousness, to where you say, God, I need to know you. Lord, I long to know you. Lord, I long to be in a covenant relationship with you. Lord, whatever is in my life, God, take it out. God, if it's jealousy, take it out. God, if it's unforgiveness, take it out. God, if it's bitterness, take it out. Because God, I want to be in a covenant relationship with you. God, I need to know you as my Lord and Savior. God, I don't want to know of you. I need to know you. Oh, I wish somebody would say amen out there with me. Said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see, we got a lot of stuff in our hearts, saints, and we got to be willing to let that go. There's some stuff in our heart we need to repent of and ask God to forgive us. Forgive us for our idolatry. Forgive us for allowing other things to become more important than our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We must get to the place, saints, to where we're totally yielded. And if we have a desire to be used by God in this late hour that we're living in the last day. Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. There is a work to be done, and God desires to pour out his power, to pour out his anointing, to equip you to go out and to bring in the harvest. There are people who need to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who need to hear your testimony, how God has delivered you and how God has set you free. There are some of you that are listening that struggle with nicotine addiction, that struggle smoking. I break its power over your life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people out there you struggle with gambling addictions. I pray that you be delivered from gambling addictions in Jesus' mighty name. There are some of you who think that you've committed the unpardonable sin and you can't make your way back. God will forgive you. All you have to do is bow the knee and acknowledge your sin, acknowledge your transgression, and say, God, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for what I've done. God, forgive me for what I said. And God is merciful and gracious to where God will forgive you because this is the God that you serve. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He's long-suffering, and God is waiting for you to come back to him. God is calling you to come back to him. God wants to reveal himself to you, and he tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, he talks about in order for him to reveal himself and to manifest himself to you, you must be in a place to where you love him and you obey his commandments. Come on, somebody. We know we're living in times where people are walking in rebellion, people are walking in disobedience, and people do not want to obey the word of the Lord. But Jesus said real quickly, he says in verse 21, he says, he, in John 14, verse 21, Jesus said, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Come on, highlight that in your Bible, saints. He who has my commandments and keeps them, his instruction, the word commandments means instructions, and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. That's powerful, saints. Highlight that. Let that marinate. Pray and ask God to show you, Lord, help me to understand. Lord, help me to grasp what this means and what this says here. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Can you imagine that, saints, having the type of relationship to where you're constantly abiding and walking in the presence of God to where you have the tangible presence of God in your life because you have learned to love him. You've learned to obey his words, his instructions. Whatever God is giving you to do, you have learned to live and to abide and to walk in that. Saints, that's powerful. Saints, that is powerful. Oh, my God. God is good. So we need to get to the place, saints, in the body of Christ, to where we are yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, and we allow the Holy Spirit of God to grant us liberty in this area and to say, God, for you I live and for you I die. And Lord, it's my desire to know you. It's my desire to be in a covenant relationship with you because I long to know you as my Lord, as my Savior, and as my Redeemer. Hallelujah. And we need to be praying, Father, open up our hearts to hear and to receive your word with a spirit of meekness, Father. I ask that you would just move in our lives, God, in a great and a mighty way, Lord God. Give us a desire. Give us a hunger, Lord God, to open up our hearts to hear and to receive your word, oh God, with a spirit of meekness. And Father, I thank you. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy of all honor. And I thank you, Lord, and I magnify your name because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, you are worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. I thank you, Father, for igniting a passion for your word, a passion for your presence, oh God. And I thank you for doing it, Lord God. I thank you for doing it because, God, you're worthy. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor because you are worthy of all praise. And I bless your holy and your mighty name. Lord, give me a greater compassion for souls, Lord God. Give me a desire to be used by you in a greater measure because, God, I long to be a yielded vessel that you might use me for your glory and for your honor. Hallelujah. And, God, I bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, and you're worthy of all glory. And I bless your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, that's what we need to be doing, pressing in and seeking the kingdom of God. We know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent, and we need to be just pressing our way into the kingdom of God and allowing the Spirit of God to have liberty in our lives because God desires to reveal himself to you in a great and a mighty way. And I just pray that you be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Be praying that the peace, that God would move in a great and a mighty way, that God would continue to anoint me and to give me a spiritual wisdom and discernment that I might be able to continue to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and be praying for your pastors and your political leaders and know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
Preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.